سهل.首先呢，我请大家可以跟旁边的讲一下 Merry Christmas 好吗？就是很
I
快就是 Merry
ask you
Christmas。
to greet each other as a Merry Christmas。
多讲一句，这是圣诞节的时候，跑到你的家门口前面看一看天空，有没有一颗特别明亮的星星啊？
So also, don't forget to look at the sky at the Christmas Eve to see if you can see the brightest star in the sky.
我不是那么多机会呢，去分享呢跟那个圣诞节有关的信息。那今天我的信息呢，可能没有很直接的跟圣诞节有关。
I don't have many opportunities to share a direct message about Christmas, so that's why today's message maybe it seems not very directly related to the Christmas.
但是也是跟圣诞节有关的，就是天空的那个星星里面的光，希望成为我们每一位弟兄姐妹呢今年的圣诞节的一个特别奇妙的经验。
But actually, ultimately, my message today is also related to the Christmas. I do hope that the brightest light of the brightest sky in the sky can be the light of your life through this year.
首先呢，我要先谢谢我的翻译 David 啊，因为呢，他会面对一个困难，就是我讲比较多的东西一次过翻译出来，所以他 summarize 我的 point 就可以了。
So, We're going to just summarize as translating. We're going to just summarize mainly.
我在那个 ACBC 教会有一次讲到那个翻译员呢，人呢，这些翻译的头都很痛，因为呢，我讲的太多，他没有办法一次过呢翻译出来。
Last time I spoke a lot in a one sentence and one phrase, and the translator had a little problem to translate every word.
我们每一个人呢，都生命里面都需要有光，同意吗？
Do you agree that everybody of us, every one of us, need a light in your life?
要想象，如果我们身处的世界没有太阳的阳光呢，我们没有一个人可以生存下去的。
So if there's no sunshine, no one of us can survive.
那如果我们没有属灵的光呢，其实我们在地上生存呢，生活在地上呢，好像是生活在黑暗里面，也是很难生活下去的。
So if we don't have a light in your spirit, then we are living in the very darkness of this world.
我开始今天的分享的时候呢，是讲到一个人的生命。
So I'm going to start with today's message is the life of a special person.
我们的年轻的弟兄姐妹，这个人叫什么名字？我猜你们一定会知
道。Do you know the name of this lady?
可以一起说出来吗？预备，来。Simone Biles, right?
Her name is Simone Biles.
是2016年的奥运女子全能体操的那个冠军。
She is the winner of the gold medal of the all-around champion in the gymnastic in 2016.
全世界里面呢，只有几个运动员呢可以拿到接近30个奖牌，她是其中一个。
There are very few gymnasts in this world who has won more than 30 medals. She is one of them.
那你猜，如果她在那个领奖台上面的时候，有一个评判把那个金牌交给她。
Just imagine when she was standing in the podium and one of the judges handed over her gold medal to her.
那在奥运会的场馆里面呢，可以大概站着接近10万观众一起的拍掌。
When the ceremony was going, there were more than 100,000 people in the stadium.
那你猜这个运动员会有什么感觉？
What do you think Did she feel in front of those many people?
在我的人生中呢，有两次这样的经验，但是不是我的经验。
I actually have two such experiences, but it's not exactly my personal experience.
第一次呢，就是我小学的时候，全校的聚会里面呢，我的哥哥呢就上台拿一个奖。
Actually,
不是我。
Actually, when I was in the elementary school, It was my brother who went to the podium to receive this prize.
第二次呢，就是我的，我参加我女儿的全校的聚会里面，小学、中学啊，我的女儿上台拿一个奖。
The second time was about my daughter. She went on the podium to receive this prize. It was not me either.
不是我拿奖，但是因为我是他们的亲人，所以我见了一点光。
So I share their pride. Even it's not me. It was not me, but I was a family member of them.
但是呢，你猜，如果有一天那个颁奖的是主耶稣。
So think about it. One day, maybe the person who gave the medal was our Lord Jesus Christ.
站在那个领奖台上的是你。
And you are the person who will be standing in front of him.
旁边有千千万万的天使。
And you are surrounded by thousands angels.
还有无数的你不可以数得到的来自各地各族各方各民一起的派奖。
And also with so many brothers and sisters from different nations.
那你觉得有什么感觉?
How would you feel?
我一生没有结果经验。
I believe none of us has that experience yet.
我猜你现在也没有这个经验，对不对？
But I guess none of us has that experience exactly.
但是在将来可能我们会有这个经验。
But in future, we are going to have this experience.
西蒙他的感觉应该是特别的深的，因为后来人访问他。
I bet this Miss Simon has a very deep feeling about this experience.
你应该是很高兴的，然后他说因为我的信仰。
In the interview afterwards, she was asked if you were. She was happy about this moment. She said. This moment is because I have a faith.
他出生的时候一直是在 foster home 里面长大的。
She grew up in a foster home.
直到有一天，他的外祖父祖母领养了他。
Until one day, she was adopted by her grandparents.
教父他6岁的时候就开始学那个 gymnastics.
She began to learn gymnastics at the age of 6.
然后他外祖父外祖母看到他的潜能，到一个时间决定 homeschooling.
Their grandparents found her talent and they decided to homeschool him.
因为他每个礼拜本来已经有20个小时的锻炼他的体操，到32个小时。
She spent maybe 20 to 32 hours to be in the training of gymnastics.
16岁的时候，他已经在国际里面拿到许多的奖，直到2016年在奥运会里面成为一个明亮的星。
She already got a lot of medal at the age of 16. At the age of 16, she already received many medals until she received her peak of her profession 2016.
她说因为她的信仰，因为她的信仰给她有亮光，让她的人生是不一样的人生。
She said that her faith gave her such light in her life, then her life became such different.
上一个礼拜，王牧师已经开了一个 introduction， 就是我们每一个人呢，有一天都站在主的领奖台前。
And last week, Pastor Wang already made an introduction that one day we will, every one of us will stand in front of the judgment seat of Jesus Christ.
那我们每一个人的一生，不单单的，好像那个西蒙用了许多年，他就去到那个人生的巅峰里面。但是神希望我们用我们的一生。 去预备有一天我们站在主的领奖台前。
Just as Simon made a lot of efforts to reach the peak of her profession, that Jesus, God also wants us to spend our life to be getting to that point that we can stand in front of the judgment seat before Him.
从哥林多 后书第5章10节，我们站在基督台前祷告三个 chapter， 我们可以看到有三个 significant moment， 就是有三个很重要的时刻。这个是帮助我们在座每一个认真的基督徒，有一天站在主面前的时候，我们会很高兴的。
verse 10 on the chapter 5, it tells that one day we will stand in front of the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, and that we actually have three steps which are so important for every Christian to prepare us that day to stand in front of him.
我相信呢，基督徒的生命是很丰富的。我们有一天站在主面前的时候，一定是很 surprise， 就是很惊讶啊，我们可以站在主的灵长台前。
I believe every Christian have a very exciting life, and we will be so amazed and excited to one day to stand in front of him.
我在新生命教会里面，无论在英文施工 Fortress 中文施工里面，我也看到不同的弟兄姐妹啊，神给我们的经验都是非常的不一样的。
So I can see through the lives of brothers and sisters in this church, either you are in English ministry or in the Chinese part. So everyone has a very different life.
但是有三个重要的元素，有三个 critical moment， 这个是对我们站在主的灵长台前是很有帮助的。
But I have to emphasize that there's three critical moments for each Christian to for us to stand in front of the judgment seat of Jesus Christ.
好吧，我们先有一个祷告，然后我们一起去思想这三个 moment。
Let's pray first, and we're going to I'm going to tell you about three moments.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
And Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
我们知道主你就是那一个光。
We know God, our Lord, you are the light.
我们知道你来这个世界的时候，天空的星星给我们一个很具体的图画。
We know that the moment you came to this world, the sky, the light in the the star in the sky give us the details about your presence.
这个是带领我们去到你面前的光。
This is light that leads us in front of you.
也是我们每一个基督徒在心灵深处里面曾经经验过的光。
And this is also light every of your children, every one of your children experience in your heart.
求神帮助我们今天在这个信息里面去体验主你对我们的心意。
Please help us to understand your will in today's message.
让我们的生命在主你的光里面带来极大的改变。
May our life be changed in the light of from you.
有一天我们是可以欢欢喜喜地站在你的台前。
When the day comes, we can stand in front of your judgment seat with a joyful heart.
领受你的赏赐。
Receive your prize.
求你垂听我们的祷告，侍奉主耶稣基督的名。
Please listen to our pray and in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们知道呢，是梦是要经历十年，或者是最后呢，那段比赛的时候，可能每一个星期是48个小时的艰苦的训练，才有那个奖赏。
Simon reached this point to receive this medal after 10 years seriously training, maybe 48 hours every week.
这是最后的时候啊。那今天呢，我们呢去看圣经里面呢有几个阶段是我们可以预备我们呢来到神的面前。第一个阶段呢就是我们转不到啊，对，就是。他们的心只是转向主，我们的生命只是转向主，我们就开始进入这个生命的改变的过程。
So first we're going to talk. First point we're going to talk in the Bible that when our heart turned to our Lord, our life began to change.
那这个呢是有一个历史的背景的，就是神呢通过他的仆人摩西，把以色列人几百年在埃及里面当奴隶的生活，带领他们出来。
So we can see this in the history when Moses led the Israelites out of their slavery.
然后呢，去到神的山上，在山上，摩西跟神面对面，然后把神的律法带下来，颁布给神的百姓。
When Moses was brought to the mountain with our God face to face, she blotted the laws to the Israelites.
比起摩西去到神的山，然后下来的时候，他的面上就发光。
When Moses came down from the mountain after he met our God, his face shined.
然后百姓看到摩西的面是发出光芒，是一个非常强烈的光芒，他们就惧怕，所以摩西呢又用一个幔子盖在他的头上，对吧？
When the Israelites saw Moses' face was shining with a great light, they were scared. That's why Moses covered his face with a veil.
如果我们细心的看哥林多前书第三章讲到这个历史的故事的时候，他突然之间那个经文就转向了。
So, but when we look at the chapter 3 of the Corinthians 2,Then we know the direction of this the message turned to a different direction.
本来那个幔子是盖在摩西的面上，那百姓就看不到他的荣光。
So initially the veil was used to cover the face of Moses. That's why.
但是经文突然之间有一个转变，就是这个幔子呢，还是到今天还是盖在犹太人的心中，让他看不到神的荣光。
The veil initially was on Moses' face, but until today, the veil still in the heart of the Israelites. They cannot see the light of God.
那我们知道呢？我们的心是最重要的。如果有很多的东西放在我们的心中呢，我们就看不到另外一方面的东西。
So we all know the heart is very important for us. When we have too much burden in our heart, we cannot see the other side.
那好像呢，最近呢，我们知道那个美中的贸易战，对不对？每个人呢，看到自己的益处，呢看不到对方的益处。
We all know there's a dispute between the America and China for their trade, and each side only see their own side.
那有心理学家形容我们人的成长的阶段，首先呢是我们的气质，就是我们父母遗传给我们，然后我们的童年的经验，然后我们念书的时候我们的朋辈的影响，导师的影响。
So the psychologists already kind of give some hint about the path of everybody's growth, temperament from the parents, they are influenced by the friends, all influence our growth.
那当我们的性格已经固定下来，30岁、40岁的时候呢，我们要接受一个新的文化，一个新的事物，那是比较有抗拒的。
When we grow to like a 30, 40 years old, and when we're getting older, it's hard for us to accept the new things.
那我们举一个例子，大家都可以体会的。如果你是30岁的时候来美国，而是你是20岁的时候来美国，还有你是10岁来美国，你是0岁，就是出生的时候来美国呢，你最后呢？是否像街边的人的生活是有一个明显的分别的
？So we can see the difference between among the people when they came to America at different age. If you're born here, you're 10 years old, you came over here, or 20 years old, you came over here, 30 years old when you came over here. We can see the final difference of the influence of the age when you came to the United States.
那我们不讲那个好与坏的影响，而是你在零岁在这里长大的时候，是不是你的心是最开放在你所接触的事物，所以你是越来越接近了这个文化。
So I'm not judging, say, good or bad, but if you're born here, you have the best opportunity to adapting to this culture.
但是如果你是30岁，你是40岁的时候，你已经有自己的文化，你要接受一个新的去改变固有的文化，是不是比较困难呢？
So, but if you came to this country at the age of 30 or 40 years old, you already have your own temperament and personality. It will be hard for you to change.
保罗在哥林多后书这一段经文，就是说我们一生受到我们自己的 那个心里面刚硬的文化影响，但是只使我们的心归向主，就开始有一个转变。
In this message, Paul talked about every one of us has our own hardened heart and the culture in there. But as soon as we turn to our Lord, we begin to have a change.
那个最重要的真理就是我们的心转向神。
The most important of anything, it is that our heart needs to turn to God.
当我们的心转向他的时候，
When our heart turns to God,
当我们的注意力转向耶稣基督的时候，
When our thought turns to Jesus Christ,
我们的心转向主所提供给我们拯救我们生命灵魂的荣耀的福音的时候，
When we turn ourselves to the gospel that saves us from our sins,
有一件事情就会发生在你的生命里面。
Something will happen in your life.
那个帕子就被 remove 挪去。
The veil in your heart will be removed.
就像摩西在山上对神面对面的感觉，对不对？
When the veil in your heart is removed, it's just exactly the same as.
当我们的心不是集中在自己的事情上，当我们的心不是被世上的坏时间、习惯影响的时候，当我们的心不是被世界的文化的不好的元素在捆绑的时候，
When your heart is not bounded by the by this earthly culture in this world.
当我们的心转向神的时候，那个帕子就挪去了。
When your heart turns God, the veil on your heart is removed.
神的圣灵就进入我们的心中。
And the life from God enters our life.
使当我们的心得以自由。
Then that will set our heart free.
从哪里得到自由？
How can we get the freedom? Where?
当时的人从埃及的文化里面得以自由。
The Israelites at that age.Was liberated and was freed from the bondage.
当我们的心转向神的时候，圣灵主的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。
When our heart turns to God, where the God's will is, our heart will be free.
坏习间，从坏习惯里面得到自由。
And we're going to free from our bad habits.
从我们过去的老我里面得自由。
We're released from the boundary of our old self.
从我们以自己为中心，自己的兴趣，自己的价值为中心里面得自由。
We'll be liberated from the old habits, which is we are limited into our old heart.
奥主的灵帮助我们，三章十八节，我们众人自然躺着念。得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里面反照，就变成主的形象、形状，荣上加荣。
As verse 18 says, as we who with unveiled face will reflect the Lord's glory and are being transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
我们每个人都受身边的人影响的。
Everyone is influenced by the people surrounding us.
对不对？我小孩子的时候啊，有一个很好的运动员，所以呢，我要开始做运动。
So if you as a child, if you have a friend is a very good athlete, you're going to do more exercise.
那我们的孩子呢，可能是遇到一个游泳很优秀的教练，他就很喜欢游泳。
Our children, a child may meet a very good coach of the swimming, then probably he will begin to like swim.
那我从前是很喜欢运动的，但是我遇到一些很喜欢读书的人呢，我就开始喜欢读书。
So even if I like the sports very much, but one day I meet a good scholar, I may begin to read.
只是晚了一点才遇到他们。
So, it's a little too late for me to meet that kind of person, though.
当我们的心被敞开，圣灵敞开我们的心的时候，我们遇到主，那我们就变成主的形象。
So when our heart is opened, when we meet our God, then we will be transformed into the image of our God.
然后神就告诉我们，开始一个生命的过程，就是荣上加荣的过程。
And also God tells us that the life process of path of life is getting into ever increasing glory.
如果这个过程呢顺利的继续下去，有一天我们站在主的颁奖台前，是不是我们更像我们的主？
If life goes in that right direction, if one day we stand in front of our Lord,
同意吗？我们更像我们的主，主颁奖给我们的时候，是不是天使跟所有的人都会欢呼？
But if God hands over our reward, then will these angels and our brothers and sisters in the heaven also?
但是那个 starting point， 你的心有没有转向主？
But the starting point is if our hearts has turned to God。
你今天的心有没有转向主？
If any heart of you or any one of us has turned to God,
你有没有从一生依靠你自己的努力开始转向主？
Have our heart turned from our own effort to the Lord?
第二件事情就是我们的心不会灰心。
The second point is our heart will not be in despair.
在2011年那个 Banners Group 的 President David Kinnaman 做了一个 survey， 大概有1800个18岁到29岁的年轻人。
There was one survey about 1800 youth.
18岁到29岁的。
At the age of 18 to 29.
这些18到29岁的年轻人最后离开了教会，他是从小是在教会长大，最后离开教会的是 59%。
In 2011, the survey showed about 59% of youth left the church.
那你看到上面是2019年他出了另外一本书，但是那个统计呢是2018年，过了七年以后他又调查了1500多个18到29岁的那个成年。
In 7 years, the same author published another survey. He surveyed maybe 1,800 people. He found from the age 18 to 29.
那个离开教会，就是从小在教会长大，离开教会的是64%。
Then he found the secondary survey that 64% versus 59%.
那有许多原因呢？到这些 young adult 呢，决定呢，他的那个青成年。决定呢离开教会。
What made those people make that decision?
那其中一个原因呢，就是他们发现他们的信仰呢，不能帮助他们在这个世界里面生活。
One of the major reasons is that their faith, they found their faith did not help them to survive through this world.
如果有400万这样的年轻人，有2/3离开教会呢，我们知道那个数目不小。
So we all know there's almost 2/3 of youth left the church. It is a big number.
但是呢，有1/3，我们叫 resilient disciple， 就是有那个可以留在教会的在信仰里面的持续的成长，还有呢有影响力的young adults。
But we still see that about 1/3 of them still stay in the church. We call them resilient Christians.
Disciples, yeah. It's resilient disciples, 就是他可以持续的跟随耶稣基督的门徒。
The meaning of resilient disciples that means they.
那这些字都是很小，我们都看不到，对不对？
With small print here.
主要是有五个部分。
There are 5 parts.
第一个部分呢，就是要。其中三点呢，就是他们呢，这些留在教会里面，而且呢是有影响力的年轻人呢，有下面五个特点。第一点就是他亲身的经验过耶稣在他的生命里面的改变。
We can see 5 major points for those young people stay in the church. The first one is they really experience Jesus Christ in their life.
感觉到耶稣同在的喜乐跟满足，还有呢，感觉到每天敬拜神的奇妙的经验。
They all feel Jesus Christ in their life, and they really enjoy the joys when Jesus Christ.
文化的认识，他们觉得神的话语是可以帮助他们在生活里面、在学校里面、在工作的环境里面呢应用出来，而且是经验应用神的话语的喜乐。
They feel the joy that their faith helped them to show their life in their career.
第三点就是在教会的关系里面是深入的，有人真的关心他，有人真的帮助他成长，成为一个成熟的基督徒。They
do feel that they receive the help in their church life to help them to grow.
我最近有这个经验。Recently
have a very deep
experience. 我请我的太太买了一个露天的那个桌子，是放在我的家的后院。
My wife bought a table in my backyard.
只是呢，就要自己做的。那我就要叫我的儿子回家帮我们去做这件事情。
Since it's my chair, I asked my son to set up for me.
然后，但是呢，我知道我的儿子快要结婚了，所以我快要心急了。
I know my son is getting married, and I maybe become a grandpa very soon.
我就说，你先做你结婚的筹备。 如果有时间的话，才帮助我。I
told him, you know, you do your own stuff first, and when you have time to help me to set up this table.
那一天晚上来到家里面，我们打算是跟他说到那个婚礼的进怎么样去进行，因为我是那个主婚的人。The
night when we returned home, and I was about to talk with him about the whole schedule about the wedding, since I will be the pastor in that wedding.
我就说，你先弄好这个，有时间才帮我弄那个桌子。I
told him to do his wedding planning first, then help me to set up the table.
但是他就去了那个 garage， 拿了那个 tool box， 然后帮我很快的一起弄了那个桌子。But
actually, he went to the garage, grabbed the tool box, and set up a table for me.
他知道这个爸爸会高兴，妈妈会高兴。虽然爸爸妈妈说你没有时间，就不用做了。
He knew that would please his parents. Even the father said, "You do your things first."
你在认识我的儿子的时候，你就会发现，因为在他成长的过程里面，有一些人关心他，去帮助他成长。But
if you look into my son's life, then you know he received the help from the others to help him to grow.
所以他有这个 maturity， 有这个成熟。 不会先关心自己快要结婚的忙碌的事情，而是关心他的爸爸关心的事情。That's
why he has this maturity, not only think about his own wedding plan, but also help his father at the table.
真实的感受到耶稣跟我们的关系很亲密，每天的敬拜，真实的感受到圣经是在生活里面行得通，真实的感受到有人在神的家里面关心我们的。
When we can feel people in the church help me and help us, and we also experience the joy in the worship.
这会有下面最后两点，我们希望是过一个抗衡文化的生活。这个社会里面有些不好的价值观，我们要 stand firm， 就是站在圣经里面抗衡这个文化。
If we really experience the above, then we can do have a counterculture life.
我们也希望好好的用神给我们所有的一切的属灵的祝福恩赐，在我们神交给我们的每一个属灵的机会里面服侍神，荣耀神的名字。
In that way, also we want to use every talent that God gave us to serve Him in every aspect.
我们记得刚才我们的 statistic， 1/3的人 drop out。
We know from the survey statistics tells that 2/3 dropped out。
1/3的人继续下去。
But the 1/3 keep going。
所以那个要点，那个重点就是怎么样 be a resilient disciple， 不灰心的门徒。
The key point here, how to make resilient disciples.
这个是今天我们的第二点，活出不丧胆的人生。That's
my second point today. That's do not lose heart in hard time.
那上面呢，我们呢就有几节的经文。 第一节是诗章第六节，如果大家手上有圣经的时候呢，请大家可以读一下这一节的经文好吗？你可以用英文读或者是用中文读，这一节经文呢是很宝贵的一节经文。
Please, we can read together the chapter 4 verse 6. We can read in our own languages.
第四章第六节，一起来。
Let's read together.
那吩咐光从黑暗里面叫出来的神，已经叫在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。我再读一句中文的给大家听啊。那吩咐光从黑暗里叫出来的神，已经叫在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Oh, for God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里面叫出来的神
，Our God caused the light to shine out of our darkness.
你想到是什么时候发生的
？Do you know when this happens?
起初神创造天地。
So you know from the beginning, God made the universe.
他说有光，就有光。
He said the light.
但是光出现之前，地是怎么样渊远黑暗的
？Before the light showed up, we can know this heaven and earth are in dark.
神说要有光，光就出来，驱走所有的黑暗。
God said, "Let's have lights." The lights came and it drive out all the darkness.
表示神的权柄能力。这个地球，这个世界没有光就没有生命。包括你跟我的生命。
It shows the Almighty God, power of God, and if there's no light in this world, there's no life, including yours and mine.
同一个神通过创造光，叫我们每一个人肉身可以活在这个世界上。
The same God who created the light let us our physical body to survive through this world.
这个神有足够的能力吩咐那属灵的光。照亮我们黑暗的生命。
Also, the same God has the ability to call out the spiritual light to shine in our dark life.
有没有发现我们的人生里面有黑暗的
？Do you find that we have darkness in our life?
有人把自己的人生呢变成有一个很大的抽屉，是不是？抽屉里面有很多的我。中文不晓得怎么说，你要拉出来的叫什么
？Drawers， 抽屉。
抽屉的那个
抽斗。
抽斗啊。
抽屉。
抽屉里面就有一格一格拉出来，你们叫这个中文怎么发音我都不晓得啊。啊，抽屉也是抽屉啊，里面有一格一格拉出来，对不对
？OK。
结果没有做那个预备的功夫，一时之间讲不出来，真的不好意思啊。我们广东话叫鬼童，就是一个一个拉出来的。
When we know our desk has different drawers.
你有没有发现我们现在的？世界什么东西都可以曝光的。
Have you found that anything
在新闻里面
？Have you found that in our world that a lot of things can be revealed, exposed to the public in the news？
就是很多名人 celebrity 呢，他们的私人呢，一件一件呢叫曝光，对不对？
We can see the life, different pieces of the lives of the celebrities was exposed to the public one by one by the news.
其实我们人生呢有很多抽屉是关着的，对不对
？But we all know in our life, everybody has a different drawers which was closed.
但是那吩咐光从黑暗里面的叫出来的神要照亮我们一个一个的抽屉。
But the God who calls out the light shining out of darkness in your heart will give us a light to shine in different parts of life.
另外呢，这个经文里面呢，用了另外一个比喻。这个比喻呢，就是那啊、那个把宝贝放在我们这个瓦器里面的神。
Also, this same messenger has a parable which talks about the treasure in the jars of clay.
每一个基督徒的人生呢，都有两个经验。
The life of every Christian has two parts of experience.
第一个经验呢，就是我们是一个瓦器，是很脆弱的，很容易受到压力攻击的时候，我们就跌倒了。
One part is our life is like a jar of clay, which is very weak, and we're going to stumble if we face an attack.
如果我们的人生只是单单靠着自己本身的话，就是靠着我们自己的瓦器呢？我们面对四章第八节这个 PowerPoint 所说的，当我们面对四面受敌、心里作难、遭逼迫、打倒了的时候呢，我们就被困住，我们就会失望，我们就会觉得被丢弃，我们就会死亡。
But if we live the life as a jar of clay, then when we face pressure, then we will be crushed. If we are perplexed, we'll be in despair.If we are persecuted, we'll be.
但是如果你是真实的相信接受耶稣基督的话，你真实的相信有另外一个真实的 reality， 就是一个真实的存在，就是宝贝住在你这个瓦器里。
But on the other side, if you believe we have another part of our life that is a treasure in the jar of clay,
你就会开始有另外一种经验：四面受敌，但是不会被困住。心里作难，但是不会失望。遭逼迫的时候呢，不会觉得自己被丢弃，没有人看顾你。被打倒了，跌倒了，你不会觉得会死亡的。
So if we have this treasure in the jars of the clay, then we have a different experience that if we even we are pressed on every side, we will not be crushed.
我们身上常常会带着耶稣基督的死，但是呢，同时呢，他的生也是通过我们这个瓦器彰显出来。
If we carry the life of Jesus Christ in our body, then if we carry the death of Jesus Christ in our body, then His life will be revealed from our body.
再次谢谢我的 translator， 因为讲得比较快一点。最后一点就是今天呢，我希望帮助我们。一起去思想的真理，就是立志要得主的喜悦。
So we're going to the last point of today, that we can make it our goal to please Him.
神说，我们有地上的帐篷，跟天上的房屋。
God tells us that every one of us has different things in our life. One is the earthly tent, and also eternal house in the heaven.
地上的帐篷呢，就是呢一个小小的东西，帐篷，对不对？我们想到以色列人在旷野里面的那个会幕，就是随时都可以建起来，随时都可以拆掉。
When we talk about the earthly tent, we will think about, will remind us about the tents Israelites used.
天上永存的房屋呢，是很漂亮，是很稳固的，是永存的，不会需要被拆毁的。
The earthly tent is temporary and small, but our house in the heaven is eternal and cannot be destroyed.
那我记得我的孩子小的时候，那我们很喜欢去 camping.
I remember when kids were small, younger, we liked to camp.
他们很喜欢去 camping, 我很喜欢家里面的房子。
While they liked the camping in the wild field, I liked the house.My house in the city.
他们很喜欢在旷野里面跟蚊子做朋友，但是我很喜欢在家里面呢，就是没有蚊子叮我。
They like it to be friends in the mosquitoes in the field, but I like the house without the mosquitoes.
在地上的人生里面呢，我们的帐篷呢，你会觉得有一天是会老化的，对不对？
We all know.
会有收入的，还有呢，会面对。
We all know that our earthly tank will be turning to be broken and getting old every day, and our body will have a sickness and our body will be disappear one day.
天上的帐篷的的房屋的特点呢，是强壮的，是荣耀的，是永远长存的。
But that house in the heaven is strong, is glorious, and is eternal.
第五章第四节，我读给大家听。我们在这帐篷里面叹息劳苦，并非愿意放下那个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫那必死的被生命吞灭。
Chapter 5, verse 4 says, For while we are in the tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life.
这里是讲到一个很奇妙的经验。我们一般的基督徒都说，我们在地上呢，人生呢，就是生老病死。我们的成功，最光辉的光阴呢，如果你是40岁、50岁，那是在 past tense， 这是过去的。前面的道路好像是辛辛苦苦的走完人生的道路，直到我们从死里复活的时候呢，我们才会有新的身体，有新的生命。
As a Christian, we always experience our life on this world is burdened and heavy. If you are 40, 50 years old, you know your best time probably is behind you, 10 years old. Until one day, our body will be resurrected from our death. Then we'll see our glory.
但是这里呢，保罗给我们一个新的启示，这个新的启示对我们每一个基督徒是很宝贵的。他说：“不是愿意脱下这个，这是我们叹息的地上的会衰残的人生，是要穿上那个，让我们必死的被生命吞灭。”
Here, Paul tells us different direction that we are not going to groan and take over our harness and earthly tent, but we are going to actually, we're putting new things, and our life, our mortal life, will be swallowed by the eternal life.
每天都可以穿上那个生命。
Every day we can be clothed on the new life.
每天我们必死的会衰残的生命，可以被另外一个生命，就是基督的生命去吞灭。
And our mortal life can be swallowed by eternal life of Jesus Christ.
在四面受敌的时候，在心里作难的时候，在被打倒的时候，都可以穿上这个新的基督的生命。
When we feel afflicted from every direction, we're perplexed. When we are persecuted, we always close ourselves with this life, new life from Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说了一句话：“我立了志向，我的人生就是要讨主的喜悦。”
That's why Paul said that I had made a decision that my life is to please God.
我们做一个总结，因为时间关系没有机会分享我的生命的见证。但是我们做一个总结。
So I'm going to summarize today's message.
我们最后是站在主的颁奖台前。
One day we're going to stand in front of the podium of Jesus Christ.
今天的经文就讲到你的生命是可以被主改变，以及有一天你站在他的颁奖台前，天上的天使还有所有有史以来信主的人为你一起的欢呼。
So it tells us that our life can be changed until one day we're going to stand in front of the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, and all the Christians of generations and angels will say hallelujah.
但是有下面几点是我们今天的重点，是让我们可以预备好站在主的颁奖台前。
There are a few points which will help us to for that day when we stand in front of Him.
第一，你的心转向他。
One, our heart turning to Him.
第二，你容许光照亮你生命里面的黑暗。
Allow the lights to shine into the darkness in your heart.
第三，你发现自己是瓦器，是很软弱的，是很不完全的，但是 有这个宝贝，你每天都愿意把你的焦点放在你里面的宝贝，就是基督的生命。
Even we are like a weak jars of clay, that but we also have to remember we do have a treasure in this jar of clay. Then we can turn ourselves to the life of Jesus Christ.
最后一点，你每天都可以穿上基督的生命。
And every day we can close ourselves with the life of Jesus Christ.
只要你不是凭着眼见，而是凭着信心去过每天的生活。
As long as we live a life not with our sight but with our faith.
让我们一起来做一个祷告好吗？
Let's pray together.
我们在圣诞这个普天同庆的日子里面，
In this Christmas time, all the earth and the heaven are in the celebration.
我们要记得主来到世界的时候，那个特点就是天里面有一个亮光。
We have to remember when Jesus Christ came to this world, there's a light in the sky.
要照亮一切生活在黑暗里面的人。
And this light will shine on the darkness of this world for everyone who lives in a dark world.
要照亮生活在黑暗里面的我们每一位愿意接受他的人。
He shines on everyone who is willing to accept him.
主的光要照亮我们的黑暗。
And the light from our Lord will shine through the darkness of our heart.
主的生命要吞灭我们的生命。
And his life will swallow up our life.
但是他很希望我们每天有一个例子。
And he will be pleased if we have a determination every day.
就是我们要得主的喜悦。
That is to please him.
求神帮助我们。
May our God help us.
让我们这里每一位弟兄姐妹在这个圣诞节里面。
Every one of us in the special season of Christmas.
我们看到天上的星星的时候，就想到主就是那真光。
When we look at the stars in the sky, we will know that our Lord Jesus Christ is the light in our life.
他要照亮一切生在世界上的人。
He will shine his light for everyone who lives on this world.
他也要照亮每一个心里面转向他的人。
He gives light to every one of us who wants to turn to him.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
与主同行。
Walk with God.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for God to listen to our prayers.
侍奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.